Hello everyone and welcome back to another episode of Experience Kills. I am your host Ben and with me today is Cameron.
Good evening.
Today, Cameron, I'm going to take you on a journey to the deepest, darkest, southern reaches of the United States in a kind of alternative world in which monsters run rampant and only the toughest kind of cowboys and bounty hunters can go out and hunt them down. Are you excited? Are you scared?
Sounds like a kind of place that would have a lot of Trump support.
Making it political. Okay. We're actually here to talk about Hunt Showdown, which is getting a full release on the consoles on PS4 for the first time this coming week, and getting like a proper boxed retail release on Xbox and PC, where it's been available in early access and game preview for some time now. Hunt Showdown is a curious beast. It's kind of like a hybrid survival horror game meets battle royale meets sort of objective based shooter. It's different. It's very intense, I can tell you that. Okay. Much. The basic concept is you play as sort of this Wild West era character. And you know, you design your character and your loadouts and your weapons and stuff like that, and you then go into this open world environment, which is not as big as some of the battle royale games, but the goal is to then investigate, narrow down the map so you can kind of hunt these bounties, but you're doing it in a way in which you're actually competing with other bounty hunters. So that's the sort of PvP element, the battle royale element, where there are other players on the map that are fighting you to get to the bounties, and then it's all about getting as much out of these matches and then extracting so you can get the rewards and stuff like that. So this game is obviously kind of got permadeath elements as well. So if you die during a match, you lose everything, your character, all their gear, the works. So you have to like balance the risk and the reward with going in with good gear to give you a chance of doing better, but at the same time, if you lose, you could lose all that gear. So obviously this is an intense experience. Yeah, not to mention that would be quite intense. I've played other games like this in Vigor, which is an Xbox One exclusive game by Bohemia, I believe it's the guys who made DayZ. And there's another game like Escape from Tarkov on PC, which has got those other kind of permadeath, roguelike run-based elements as well. Mm. And obviously battle royale games like PUBG all kind of come into it. But this is easily the scariest one I've ever played, because the world is populated with things like zombies and demon dogs and spiders and worm creatures and horrible monsters, and it's just really unpleasant in every way possible.
It sounds it. I mean, geez, I mean, I wasn't really clued up on this until you kind of brought it up, and I watched a couple of videos, and literally about 2 minutes in, I had to pause it because I saw this spider that was like 6 feet in diameter, or even radius. And I was like, no, I need a second to gather myself for this one.
There's a lot of nope. There's a lot of nope, just no in this game.
Nope, like, thank you.
Don't I'm noping out. I'm good. I'll admit, aesthetically, this is not my type of experience where I'd normally go into it. I much more prefer a modern day shooter, because the guns in this are obviously quite inaccurate, slow to reload, often single shot, things like that. And there's actually quite a heavy focus in melee weapons in this game, because they're kind of more reliable. You can go to them, you know, in a pinch. They never run out of ammo. They don't have to reload. So there's actually quite a melee focus in the game. This is one of those games where there's so many layers of systems at play. So you've got all these different weapons that you can get and pick up. You've got the elements of the bounty hunting. You've got the elements of the scavenging. Even if you extract out of a map without getting a bounty or even ever facing an opponent, you still will find that you get some rewards for the experience. And it's a Crytek game, so it looks really pretty. The game looks very accomplished graphically. It's just not really for me. It's so it's so punishingly difficult. The onboarding process has been really difficult for me, and I felt like if I really wanted to get the most out of this experience, I need to spend hours reading up on the current meta, on finding strategies, on like doing homework before I can really play the game. I already feel like I'm kind of behind the curve on Xbox because it's been in game preview for quite a few months now, maybe a year. So there's all these players I've been playing against that know exactly what they're doing, and I'm just getting just annihilated. Destroyed. I have no real chance to learn what to do because it's so different from the other kind of Battle Royale games that I'm used to that there is a really steep learning curve. I think if you're interested in the setting, if you're interested in the concept, then that will be enough to pull you in. However, for me, it's not really enough because there's no real story here, there's no real characters here, and it's not a milieu that particularly appeals to me, this sort of deep south, dark evil fantasy thing. It's just not my bag.
So you say it's kind of was it like cowboy era, wasn't it? So that, I'm assuming that's a lot of like I'm gonna say like lever action rifles or like single shot like bolt action, or like we're talking like really early like not, flintlock.
Yeah bolt action. So you're put it this way, right? This game is so kind of sim heavy with its gun modeling and gun handling that if you empty the clip on a gun, say a cylinder on a revolver, if you empty the revolver, it won't automatically reload it for you. So you can have these situations, or if you fire off a single barrel shotgun, you have these situations where you're in a really tense fight and you empty the ammo and then you're just like clicking on the trigger and it's not doing anything and you have to go, oh shit, I have to reload. I have to remember to reload.
Every time, okay. And it's you say it's kind of Battle Royale-esque in like what the map like shrinks, was that it? And it's like, it narrows it down to like one location area, you say?
Yeah, so the map, I don't think the map, it might actually, I think it does close down and narrow. It's based on, you have this sort of sixth sense sight thing you can use, which shows you the areas of where there are clues for the bounty that you're hunting. And when you've done that, that then closes off areas of the map to as if to say, we know that's not where the bounty is. So then that restricts your access. So instead of like the shrinking blue circle, it's kind of more player dependent, the actual narrowing of the play area.
Yeah, so you've kind of been like, okay, this is actually not where it is, so you are following the tracks to get closer and closer.
Yeah.
Instead of like just this one random dude at the corner of a map going, I think it's over here, you know?
But I believe you can find the bounties without actually doing the investigation. If you can just get lucky, or if you, maybe there's like a pattern to them, if you know the types of monsters on the certain types of maps. I haven't played it enough to get to that level. But you don't necessarily have to do the investigation. But like, one of the other things I found interesting actually as well, in other Battle Royale games, you can either play like solo, duo, squads, right? And then everybody else is either solo, duo, or squads. In Hunt Showdown, you can go in as a solo, but you could find yourself going up against a group of up to three other players working together. They just puts them all in there together with you, or a duo, or whatever. So you're kind of at a disadvantage if you do that. However, there are like experience buffs and rewards for trying to do that. And then if you succeed, you get more rewards if you do it in solo. As someone who doesn't know anyone else playing this game, I didn't have any real other options other than to go into solo, which I don't think is maybe the best way of introducing yourself to this experience.
So all I read from that was that you got no friends.
I've got no friends who are playing Hunt Showdown. I can tell you that much.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, sure, don't worry. So, but is there no like matchmaking? You're able to get put into like your own little rooms or anything? Or?
Yeah, but have you ever matchmaked successfully in a Battle Royale game? I mean, your partners are never. Nobody wants to communicate. Nobody wants to work together. It never works.
Extent, maybe. I do personally send out a party request for people who I join a game with on like Battlefield 5's Firestorm mode occasionally.
Okay.
Only if I'm in actually a mood to talk to people.
I mean, I find matchmaking in multiplayer in a cooperative sense in like a game like The Division or something is fine because you have a fairly structured linear path to follow. In a game like this where you have a big open environment and it relies very much on communicating very carefully, it's just not going to work. This game is very focused on kind of environmental stealth, I think is the way I would describe it. So you can hide in bushes, there are often like birds and stuff that you can disrupt, and they'll give away your position when they go squawking and flying off. You'll find broken glass on the floor, which has been set to like make sounds if you approach areas. It's got a very survival horror feel to it. I mean, there's things like you can set bear traps, and there's all kinds of other traps you can find and set to trap other players, and also to get the other monsters. I actually find if there were no other monsters and this was just regular sort of PvP, I'd probably be okay with it, but these other monsters are so fucking scary and creepy. Like, they are some of the most terrifying sort of zombie designs and monster designs I've seen in a while. But if you enjoy that, if that's your bag, you're going to love this. For me, not the world's biggest survival horror player. Often you're on these maps and it's nighttime. Light and dark is another big important element of this game. You can pick up lamps and you'll light them if you go into buildings or if you're outside in the dark, but that's obviously going to give away your position and draw the enemies onto you as well. So it's this huge, massive, many-layered risk and reward dynamic, which plays out across everything from your what loadouts to how you play the game to if you want to be aggressive or stealthy. So there's huge amounts to dig into and really get your teeth into if it's the kind of game and the setting that appeals to you. However, like I've said now a couple of times, it's just not my cup of tea.
Ah, that's a shame. That's a damn shame.
Yeah, I can say, you know, objectively, it's a well-made game. You know, it looks good, it plays good, it does what it's trying to do well. I think perhaps the UX, the UI design, not the sharpest, especially after all this time in game preview and Game Pass, and not Game Pass, sorry, game preview and early access. I think the whole UX experience could be a bit better, especially on the console. It's a bit cluttered, hard to understand, like menus upon menus upon menus. Don't love that look to it, but I could kind of understand why, because there's so many elements of play coming together there. But the actual shooting is really good fun. I also found load times were very long, at least on console. It took me a real, like, hefty point where I'm like, you know, putting the controller down and looking at my mobile and like reading a web article or something while I'm waiting for the game to load, because I think because it's such a visually intensive game and it's so graphical and stuff like that, that they're actually taking quite a lot of time to load all the assets in. And even then I found there were some visual glitches with things like the gun in my hand not loading in immediately, and it looks like I'm just holding the air like it was a rifle, and then it popped in. So it's not perfect, but I think the actual core gameplay experience for what they're trying to do and what they're trying to achieve does work well. It's just
that you might have enjoyed it a little bit more if you had someone else playing it with you? Like, if I managed to have a copy myself and I had the Xbox ready to go, if we had a game together, we could communicate. Do you think that might have alleviated some of the tension for you, and you might have enjoyed it a bit more than what it was?
Yeah, probably. I think co-op experiences generally improve pretty much every game, playing it with someone else. But I think a game like this where you can, like, you know, you get caught with a monster attack of you and you're like big jump scare and you can let that tension out with your friend and stuff and share that tense moment, I think that would make it a bit more fun. It's probably a really fun game to stream as well, like in a social experience. I think this would work incredibly well, because you think about how popular Battle Royale streamers are and then also how popular survival horror streams are, combine those two together and you have a very kind of appealing mix for an audience.
Totally.
Yeah, so I think on that level that would work really well as well. It was difficult for me to tell you how well the player base was doing. Matchmaking into games took a little while. Obviously it's going to get a bump up from the full retail release, but it has been available on Xbox for a while. Obviously PS4 is going in completely fresh, so that should have a fairly good player base to start with. But it's difficult to say, because you don't really see the other players until you have these very brief, very brutal encounters. So it's not like there's 100 players on a map, it's like more like a dozen. You know, so it's not huge, but it's still enough to feel dynamic in interacting with that world. I think there's a lot of cool stuff here. I need to go and check out Tarkarov, because I've got a lot of friends telling me how good that is, and it's of a similar vein but a modern setting and, you know, modern military weapons and stuff, which I just gel with a lot more than these kind of clunky old west style weaponry. But I think it's a pretty cool experience. It's different, it's definitely unique.
So that's something I'll try out once it's on PS4.
Yeah, as of next week, I believe that's out on the 20th.
All right, well, I'll send you some videos of me probably crapping in my pants, by the sounds of it.
Almost certainly.
Oh, so, bring it.
That's Hunt Showdown, easy for me to say, Hunt Showdown by Crytek. It's available on PS4, Xbox One, and PC. We played the Xbox One version. This has been another episode of Experience Kills. Thank you very much for tuning in and watching this video. Please give us a like and subscribe and follow us on Twitter at Experience Kills. You can follow me at DIYE, but I don't believe Cameron is on Twitter anymore, and that's a fair choice, I won't argue with. If you don't have time to sit and watch the YouTube video, you can also listen to the audio-only versions of these videos that are available from any good podcast aggregator. So I think that's everything, Cameron. Is it time to go?
It is time for us to go.
So until next time, have a good one.
Bye-bye, everyone.